back like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.
There's no real context to this, but there's a clip on Instagram where it shows some kind of church sermon. Okay, so it's a mass.
Okay.
People inside.
Okay.
Okay. And as they get to the point where people start doing donations, they have a MyPOS machine.
Oh, come
on. So people can get out their credit card, put in how much they want to donate, and use their credit card.
No way.
Now, being somebody who still goes to church once in a while,
yeah,
okay, and I still donate a little bit here and there, I never carry change on me.
Yeah.
So we're always like, where are we going to get change from?
My wife has that sort of, she always has for her and the kids.
Right.
I'm kind of not usually there. But that's another story altogether.
Well, I mean, look, you being Gosserton, there's always something under the mattress. So, yeah, you know, there's that go-to stash.
There's the go-to stash.
The go-to
it's
stash,
true. It's
yeah.
True. Yes,
but
yes.
I think this is a genius idea.
I love it. They can even streamline it even more and have presets. So you just have to tap.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to like put in card details.
Yeah, two, five, two, or ten.
Yeah, or exactly. Or 10 or whatever.
Or
yeah.
Other. And then you can type in your own.
Yeah. Then you're going to be showing off. Because if you're taking too much time on the POS, the POS, then you're, kiss.
You know,
he's giving 100 or something. You know,
what the problem with this is? It is going to cause some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Tension.
Amongst parishioners?
Because there could be credit card envy going on.
Oh, yes.
If someone pulls out a platinum or a gold.
Oh, yes.
You know, those people will start whispering.
Or a black.
Or a black card. Titanium. People will start whispering.
And you know that guy will pull it out and sort of like pull it out a little too high so everybody sees it before he brings it down to the POS. No.
He'll accidentally drop it on the floor first, you know.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, that's not plastic.
I know people are very, very afraid of not having paper money anymore, but me, I don't really care.
No, neither do I.
To be honest, I don't carry it. I never have it.
Everything's on my phone now.
Everything's on my phone
boop,
now.
Boop, boop.
And
boop, boop.
Even though that means America, China, and Russia are spying on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't mind. If they really want to spy on me, if they want to see me taking a dump, go for it. You can just go for it. I'll even, you know, if you need to send me the permission, I'll hit okay. And you can watch me dump.
How
did
we go from POS machines at church to that? Hey, listen.
Jay, that's just the way we roll, man.
Baby, yeah. There's a great rebranding exercise for the machines. POS. Point of salvation.
Oz and Jay.
On Vibe.
Jay, situation. Let's get into Trump Watch, shall we?
Oh, okay. Please.
And let's start with, there you go.
Don't forget
the
music.
Can't start without the presidential music. You're
this
right.
This is called Hail to the Chief, just in case.
Yes. Are you hailing to me
I'm hailing to no one right now, except the coffee you just made me. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. So listen to this. United States Senator Cory Booker has broken the record for the longest speech in U.S. Senate history with a marathon address railing against President Donald Trump.
So we have Trump to thank for this.
This was all about Trump.
How long was the speech, Oz?
So, he's a Democratic senator from New Jersey, and he hit history on Tuesday, holding the Senate floor for more than 25 hours.
Oh, my God.
25 hours.
Was he sponsored by, like, an energy drink? Do we know?
I don't know.
Was this-
I think he was sponsored by Columbia. I'm not quite sure. With only occasional pauses to take questions from fellow senators... Booker held forth for 25 hours, 4 minutes, which is 46 minutes longer than the previous record by some guy named Thurman in 1957.
Jeez,
He was talking about the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah, that sounds like a 1957 name.
Thurmond. Worse, yeah. Even worse. So, I don't know about you.
Have you ever done anything that remotely, you know, hits that mark?
25
like,
hours.
Have you ever been in one of these like volleyball marathons?
We did radio marathons in the past, I remember.
I never did 12.
We did a 24 for sure. And you were involved, I'm 100%
sure. Yeah, but
sure
not all of us. Not 24.
There were shifts, right?
Yeah, there were shifts. Yeah. Exactly.
No,
yeah.
Me personally, myself, only myself?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, I mean, if you go for a toast at Sofrito, maybe you come close.
I mean, I don't even like people. I'm going to speak to them for 25 hours. What are you, nuts?
Well, I mean, this is all because, let's not forget, this has been spurned by Donald.
Yeah.
And we were thinking the other day.
He likes to spur people, doesn't he?
DJT. We were thinking the other day of some of his greatest hits.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's so many. It would be a shame for us not to go back in time and recognize
exactly
some of them, right?
Like this one. for example.
this thing is crazy.
So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
Yes, you're going to have to use medical doctors. Don't use anything off of Temu or anything.
He was referring to COVID.
Yes.
When COVID
and disinfectant
first hit,
bleach.
And injecting people with disinfectant to try and kill the disease. You know what I find astonishing about this man?
What's that?
He can make something so intelligent sounds so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got that gift.
Yet he convinces people because
He
just doubles down. He always doubles down, Donald J. Trump. Right? Even if he's wrong, he'll double down until you think, okay, maybe you're right.
Absolutely. But you know, I think he also reaches people who probably have the same mental level as him.
Yeah.
And there are lots of them. Let's not lie. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to claim myself anything genius, but, you know, there are a lot of people
Donald,
who are different areas.
But Donald has a tremendous IQ. What
tremendous.
Do you say? It's tremendous.
It's tremendous.
No,
this guy, man.
No,
I have no idea what I'd say to him if I ever saw him. I'm not quite sure.
Dude, I would love...
You know what I would say?
I would love to talk to him.
I know what I would say. You confuse me, man. You absolutely, you know,
no, you know what
I
would
so
do?
Confusing.
Do you know what a nunna lick is?
No?
A nunna lick. It's not relaxed. It's not dirty, anybody,
no.
Okay?
Thank
you, know when you're a kid and your hair is maybe out of place?
Okay.
On the fingertips, hey, hello. That's a nunna lick.
Yeah.
Okay?
And some of the really old school nunnas used to spit in their hand and then do it.
Well, I've never seen that. You obviously.
Not in that context, at least.
Yeah.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
It's basically a bog standard shopping cart that you pick up from, you know, when you enter the supermarket. But this one, it just literally is on wheels and it just follows you everywhere you go. Okay,
I can't see this working in Malta. Our aisles, aisle, but our aisles are too small for two-way traffic.
I mean,
sometimes
locally you can hardly fit any more people inside, let alone other objects. Right,
that's true.
But hey, I gotta be honest with you. Okay, this is what they're looking to achieve here. Smoother shopping, less physical effort.
Less physical effort, let's say it. Yeah.
And better store flow. This is the main aim. Listen, I think it's a pretty interesting thing.
Yeah, but who's going to empty the cart and then fill the bags?
I guess we'll still have to do that.
No. This technology is flawed.
Yeah.
I want the whole hog.
Yeah. Now, what we need, if you want to know the honest truth of what we need to never have to go shopping.
Yes.
They just send you pills in the mail, like this pill, you put it in the microwave and a big turkey comes out.
Oh, it's always been my dream.
Do you remember in The Fifth Element, the movie The Fifth Element?
That's
where I think I saw it the first time.
Yeah.
You just pop a pill. This is how we're going to eat in future.
That's Star Trek level,
absolutely.
You know what?
Absolutely.
You just put
this little pill and you get a massive roast turkey comes out.
It's amazing.
In like literally 30 seconds.
Or screw the pill.
Yeah.
Just tell the computer, I want a Sunday lunch.
Oh, my goodness.
Or I want an English breakfast, you know? Yeah. Broop, and there it is.
You know the problem with that is?
What's that?
Everybody will never leave the house again, and not because they don't want to, because they can't. Yeah.
They won't be able to fit out the door.
Everyone's going to get faff, and you can try and figure out what that means.
Yes. You can work that out yourself.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
What happened at said airport with said man?
I think it's just better I read through a bit of the story, okay? Let me do that, all right? A Pennsylvania man who was going through security at a New Jersey airport was found to have a live turtle concealed in his pants.
Front or back?
In the front.
In the front, okay.
I believe so. Let me check. The turtle was detected after a body scanner alarm went off at Newark Liberty Airport when a TSA officer then conducted a pat-down.
And felt the hard shell.
Well,
say it, Oz.
I was trying to find a way not to make it sound rude, but yes, they felt the hard shell in the groin area. When questioned further, the man reached into his pants and pulled out the turtle, which was about 5 inches. So perfect for him.
Ta-da!
Yeah, he could have just taped it. Anyway.
Yeah.
and wrapped it in a small blue towel. Apparently, it was a red ear slider turtle, a species that is popular as a pet. You know, I feel sorry for this guy. You know why? Because he's obviously stupid.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the turtle. I feel more sorry for the turtle, Miskeen.
Well, at least they can hide in their
shell.
Yeah, they're probably asleep in his shell.
Yeah,
worried a bit about the smell.
He was
asleep in his shell.
All warm. Wondering where that...
Old shell, no smell.
Old shell, no smell. Gives a whole new meaning to turtleheading, though, right?
Oh, man. You know, this is the one thing I can't understand in this day and age. Surely, unless you've been living in a cave, you know that going through an airport is serious.
Yeah, we've all seen... We've all seen, what was it, Border Patrol? Control? What was that show called?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, the one in Australia. One in Australia was the best.
Well, you know my story about that.
Of course, you went to Australia with the family.
This is like years ago.
And so you
like
had snacks, right?
2002? No.
A long time ago.
Anyway.
And you had some crackers.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, when you're on the plane, they give you this form to fill out and tell you what you should and shouldn't do. Obviously, being a man, I just skimmed.
Being a man, Oz didn't read Jack.
So I skimmed and signed. And then we're going through the airport, and this sniffer dog came up and started putting the nose in my wife's bag.
I told you never to take the Parmesan flavor. Take the plain. They won't smell the plain ones.
Can I mention the actual product?
Yeah, just mention they were biscuits with
little
holes
biscuits.
In them.
Biscuits with holes. And yeah, so they took us over to a corner. They sort of checked everything that we had. It was like, I felt like so guilty.
Yeah.
I felt like a criminal just because I had a bag of biscuits.
Yeah.
I mean,
These were savory biscuits, by the way, folks.
Yeah, savory biscuits. All right. So this is how, you know, we know that Australia is next level, obviously.
Yeah, next level,
because of the wildlife. But we know that going through an airport, you got to be pretty serious and don't hide anything, especially a turtle.
Have you guys ever smuggled anything in your pants? 798-887-887. Let us know.
And you know what? This guy had a good thing, and I'm pretty sure I understood why he did it. He was probably meeting his ex-girlfriend near the gate, and he didn't want to get kicked in the you-know-whats.
Oh,
turtle shell.
It was protected.
Protection, yeah.
I see.
Either that or he was meeting his new girlfriend, and he wanted to make something look bigger, yes. Could have been either or. I'm not sure.
And
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
How long could you imagine that somebody working for a company could skip working without getting caught?
Well,
how long would you say? What's your best guess?
My best guess is maybe
Think long.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're a remote worker or don't have a lot of supervision, I guess maybe like a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks. I've got a story about a guy who did it for 6 years. 6 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is it a government employee by any chance?
I don't think so. He's working for a company, but he's from Spain, and he successfully skipped his job for over half a decade without raising suspicion.
That's one hell of a siesta.
Yeah. Ironically, he might have gotten away with it forever until the company decided to honor him with an award for his loyal service. That's when the truth came out. Officials discovered that he had been collecting a paycheck without stepping foot in the office, leading to an investigation into how such a massive oversight was possible. Now, he wasn't hiding because he was still receiving his salary, benefits, and recognition,
of course,
all while doing absolutely nothing. This counts his company still in business, man. It's either like a really massive company where you're just a number.
Like thousands of employees.
Yeah, thousands of employees. But again, everybody has a manager. So what was this manager doing?
Obviously.
I don't understand.
Not enough, Oz.
This scenario makes zero sense to me. Zero sense to me. However, I'm not that clever, but if I was that clever, I'd give it a try. Especially at this stage of my life, I'd be like, okay.
Can you imagine that call when he got that call for the award?
Yeah.
He said, oh, man, I'm caught. I'm caught now. Well, I'm going to have to pay back all this money.
Possibly. I'm thinking about you and me right now. Maybe we could 10-1 could just be dead air.
No. I got this great new AI software.
AI software?
It's going to sort us out, Oz.
You think that Drew and Frank and the team
would notice? They won't know.
So, and we can still collect our paychecks benefits?
Of course.
The benefits are usually food. But anyway,
The benefits are food, and it'll also pay for the AI software.
And pay for the... Very good.
The
okay.
subscription. The premier subscription.
Six years. This guy, man, he's going to go to jail, the guy, right? I assume.
Right now, there's a Talgvern roundabout worker listening to this, rubbing his hands, going, 6 years.
Hero. Act like they never left. Oz and Jay. Vibe.